Hello and welcome to the latest DLRP Roundup, and of course, as always, I am Graham. Today we're going to talk about the Walt Disney Studios expansion, which has been billed as WDS2, or the Walt Disney Studios expansion, or the reimagining of the Walt Disney Studios, or whatever else you want to call it. It is going to be a 2.5 billion euro extravaganza of building in the Disneyland Paris Resort, and it's going to bump basically the Walt Disney Studios from its current size to double that size and give it loads and loads of new attractions and loads of new things that drag you in and make it a proper big park. It is going to be one of the jewels in the Disney crown. It is a massive, massive project and probably one of the biggest outside building a whole resort or a whole park that Disneyland Paris have that Disney have ever taken on. Disneyland Paris, of course, being built was probably a bigger project. What they have confirmed so far is we basically have an artistic rendering of what to expect around the lake, and we've had some updates on kind of the Marvel elements. So we've had it confirmed that it is going to look like a Marvel recruitment area. There's going to be multiple Marvel recruitment areas, California, Hong Kong, and of course in Paris. And it's going to be Tony Stark who's recruiting for the Avengers, and he's going to be looking to recruit you, or of course you and your friends, at Disneyland Paris and bring you into the Avengers to help and see what you can do. So that's kind of the story we're going with. That was confirmed. We have concept art and we have a little bit of information about the Spider-Man attraction, which is rumoured and very, very likely from the artwork that we've seen, going to take over the attraction of the Armageddon show, which is now closed. It has now closed its doors permanently, so work has already begun there. There's already some boards up and work has begun. So now that we know that one attraction's down and they're already starting work on what could be next, with the building permits haven't been come through complete yet, so, and because the building permits are not complete, it means they're not going to go vertical and they're probably not doing too much. However, what they can do in anticipation of them coming through, and to be honest, they're going to come through. I mean, let's face it, it's this internal in a park thing. It's the change a ride to a different ride. You're going to get those building permits pretty easily. So what they're now doing is refurbing the interior. That's, so they're taking out the whole Armageddon interior and everything, the special effects show that's in there. They're also doing the gardens outside. They're taking away some of the works and the groundworks that are there, and they're flattening it all out. Of course, they are allowed to do that. They've also been doing some landscaping and some sort of crowd control stuff just to kind of get control of that area. That, of course, confirms, we know from the Walt Disney Studios expansion, that we're definitely going to get the Marvel expansion first. I mean, there wasn't in much doubt considering that the Marvel expansion is a little bit of a re-theme of some of the already existing attractions and is an expansion that will build from there. So it's really, really easy to do the re-theme soon. So they have already put Captain Marvel and Spider-Man around the side. So if you ever had been in the back lot cafe to the right of that, you can meet Captain Marvel just now in her own designated photo location, and to the left of that there's a Spider-Man photo op, so that is available there. They have now closed Armageddon and they're building that into hopefully the Spider-Man attraction. They have levelled off the ground, and it looks like they're probably going to get started on Restaurant de Stars very, very soon, which will probably, I mean, there's nothing confirmed on that, but a refurb of a restaurant is really, I mean, I work in a restaurant, I work for several restaurants actually, and, you know, we've recently gone through a huge refurb programme, and the fact is that we can refurb a restaurant in 6 weeks, you know. Let's double that, say 12. They can still have it done inside 3 months. So it's really, really easy. Restaurant of the Stars absolutely is going to get rethemed. There's no way they don't do that. It's such a low-hanging fruit. I'd imagine it's already planned, already something super going in there, and it's so easy to begin the transformation there and call it new. It absolutely is. You have the Superheroes United show showing at Disneyland Paris already, which is starting the Marvel kickoff. And then you have the various shows Marvel related out in the forecourt, so you can now kind of see it on different shows. There's a Guardians of the Galaxy dance off, you know. Marvel is already in the park, so they're not wasting any time. That has already launched in the park, so once you go from launching that in the park, you're now looking at the rides and the attractions. So we know that Armageddon is now closed and it's being upgraded. It's no great loss. Nobody really, I mean, it wasn't a make or break for your trip, so I don't know if too many people will notice it's gone. They will, of course, notice that the new building works going on round about them. And to be honest, there are plenty in that part just now, but it's for the better. We believe, and it is rumoured, and kind of confirmed actually, by Disneyland Paris, that Rock and Roller Coaster is going to close in September, and when it closes, it's going for its re-theme. Again, there aren't great amounts of details available. You know, they've kept it quite close to their chest on what is re-theming to, and how they're going to work it, and what the ride's story is going to be, and, you know, this is brand new, but it is, of course, happening very, very soon. How long does a re-theme take? Again, who knows? I mean, they, in theory, could do a reskin of a ride, considering that it's a roller coaster. The interior of it, again, how long could it take to redo the interior of a ride? You absolutely don't know. But I wouldn't imagine it takes too long. Again, being a roller coaster, there's only so many things they can do. Right now, it's kind of a blank building. There's not a great deal inside that building when you're going around that roller coaster. You can do the exit, I'd imagine, in a short space of time. And the entrance, while there's obviously a lot of work to go into the entrance and kind of the, you know, the overhead board that says Aerosmith and Rock and Roller Coaster and stuff, well, that can all be done off-site, then wheeled onto site and kind of installed. It's quite an easy one for them to do. I mean, it depends how much more work they're going to do to the facade. And then your pre-show is probably the biggest bit. They need to do a little bit of work in that pre-show area, because they're going to have to do it on the video, they're going to have to do it on the pre-load, they're going to have to do it on the station load. There's quite a bit to go there, so that's probably the hardest bit for them. But the actual ride, I imagine, is not changing at all, so it could be relatively quick we see that ride re-theme. So that is impressive, and that, you know, if it goes down in September, I'm guesstimating here, but I would think it would be back up for the next summer. You know, I'd think for summer 2020, you're definitely going to see that kicking back in. It gives them, you know, September, October, November, 6 months to get to summer, you know, 9 months. I'd think so. We also have the stunt show, and we know that they have already built a replica of the stunt show and are already testing it the other side of Disneyland Paris, so there is likely to be a new show there, and it's going to be a Marvel show. So I would imagine it's probably going to be kind of, probably S.H.I.E.L.D. related, kind of something like that, I would think. So the stunt show, maybe it won't, but it seems likely. It does seem in the artistic rendering that it is absolutely getting upgraded, and they're already working on that, because they've already had to rebuild the train centre, and the new train centre is not an identical replica of the old one. So that gives us a hint to the future destination of the stunt show. They have begun excavation at the back of the park. So outside the Walt Disney Studios, if you walk all the way around, you go all the way to Val d'Europe, then you cross a little bridge and you keep walking as though you're going to the Relly Spa Hotel or something like that, you can see they have already begun digging out some of the ground and preparing the ground at the back of Walt Disney Studios. Now, this is important because it was just some big fields before then, and it is now some big fields with some dirt. And it seems, I mean, there's not much I can confirm, because obviously I don't know, and you're at an odd angle and you're miles away and whatnot, but you can see it with a long throw camera and stuff. But you can see it looks like they're excavating the lake. It looks like the lake is being created. That is my guess, that the lake bed is being dug up now, because it's going to be a big, big job to dig out that lake. It is going to be a big man-made lake, and I think that that has already begun. So that is what's going on already. And, you know, this still hasn't been properly presented. It's important that we keep it in line, and we remember that actually this is relatively new stuff. There has been no information that's come forward on this. We have the original artistic rendering, we have a little bit on Spider-Man, we have nothing else. We have to go on a bus that travelled around the villages, and we have to go in some information that's found with the permit offices, and that's all we've got on the Walt Disney Studios expansion. And it's a terribly exciting time. Now, I'm happy to say, and other people are starting to say, Inside Ears meets for the second time, and it meets this week. It meets this week on Friday, and I'll be there bringing live coverage and obviously doing podcasts and videos and doing some tweet updates. I'll be tweeting live based on what we get told. So I imagine we're going to get some information. Surely they can't take us all to Paris for the second big Inside Ears and not reveal some new information, some new renderings. Everything that needs to be disclosed legally to shareholders and things about the expansion is already done, because they've told them about the costs and the timescales. So therefore, the artistic details will be interesting, and certainly those things are probably going to get spoken about. I'd especially imagine the Marvel stuff. Across the Disney worlds, if you kick yourself across to Florida or you kick yourself across to California, they're getting very, very close now to opening Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. I think it's June and August. So the first Galaxy's Edge is getting ready to open, and we'll get the first set of information in from Galaxy's Edge. and it'll let us know what Disney are thinking. So they are, of course, only opening the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run attraction, and they're not going to be opening the Rise of the Resistance attraction at the same time, which shocked some people, but to be honest, it's probably just they want to open the land really, really quick. There's a lot of demand for this land, and they can get repeat visits if they obviously open two attractions separately. The information that comes in from that, I imagine, will still be used, so I don't think Star Wars Land is confirmed at Disneyland Paris yet. I think they're waiting to see what they want to bring at Disneyland Paris. Personally, I hope it's Rise of the Resistance, because it sounds like an amazing attraction, one of Disney's biggest. But nobody knows. The first information will come in from that in June, and then I think we'll probably get some more information from Disneyland Paris after that on when they've opened the attractions and when they get the second attraction open, which is rumoured. It's rumoured that Walt Disney World is opening its Galaxy's Edge in August 29th, and it's rumoured it really won't be long before Rise of Resistance opens there. So they're talking, if it opens August 29th, it could be the end of September when they open Rise of the Resistance. So again, I don't know how true that is, but apparently they'll both open at the same time, so they have a synchronous launch on that, and it'll be the media event for Galaxy's Edge will actually be held when they open Rise of the Resistance, not technically when they open the land and Smuggler's Run. So it sounds kind of like a big soft open for kind of a month in Florida and a couple of months in California to work out how it's going, and then I imagine once they've learned those lessons in California, they're going to transport them to Paris and learn those lessons and apply them to the Walt Disney Studios expansion. That's my call on that, and that is based on the fact that Paris and California and Hong Kong Disneyland as well all take a sort of regional park approach to the Walt Disney World International Park approach, and kind of the Shanghai International Disney approach, which is also mirrored in Tokyo. It's a very strange affair, but there's links and things they share and things, and Imagineering teams that cross work on different projects. It seems very much there's two ways of looking at it. Everybody with a Sleeping Beauty castle is on one side of the fence, and everybody with not a Sleeping Beauty castle is on the other side of the fence. And I imagine there's a lot of cross work, and that doesn't mean there's two different factions fighting over it, but it definitely does seem like the Sleeping Beauty castle parks have a team that have one vision, and then the other parks work from a different vision, and they kind of, anything that's really successful gets copied across them all, which is a good way of working. It's a good A-B sort of test. It is fantastic. So I don't think we're going to get any news in Star Wars. I could be totally wrong. I could be making all this up, and you know, you can shake your head and be like, yeah, he's making all this up, but I think we're going to hear something. I don't think we're going to hear anything on Star Wars. I think we're going to hear a lot on Marvel. The next one I think we will hear a lot about is this lake, because to be honest, everybody goes mad over lakes and lake shows. I'm personally hopeful we're going to get Fantasmic, but that's just a personal huge wish. Some people are like, oh, I hope we get World of Colour. I've seen World of Colour and I've seen it twice, and you know, it was nice, but I didn't think it was as good as Fantasmic. Fantasmic's a great story, good versus evil, and Mickey versus a dragon, and who doesn't want that? So hopefully, but this is all pure speculation, they could give us loads of information on the lake, because it's basically IP-less, and you know, a lake is a lake, and we're not going to notice if it was missing, you know, a little bit of water that it was supposed to have or anything like that. The other information we may get very, very quickly is on Frozen Land, and Aaron, I'm trying to remember its name, Arendelle, something like that. I've never watched Frozen, people lynch me for this, but I don't watch Frozen. I think we're going to get a lot of information there, because it's quite a big land, the Frozen Land, and I think people are absolutely going wild for it. I think it'll be coming probably on the back of the Marvel Land. I think it's probably next, because people love Frozen. There's more Frozen movies due to come out. Again, could be making all this up, have no idea. Some people have got it last, some people have got it second, some people have got it whatever. Marvel's definitely coming first. Does Frozen come last or does Frozen come next? Who knows? I think we'll get more information. The only reason I say that, Hong Kong Disneyland, again, a Sleeping Beauty castle park, although it's getting its castle upgraded, it is a Sleeping Beauty castle park, and Frozen Land is already fully designed for there. So it does feel a little bit samey. You know, not a lot of people crossing over from Hong Kong Disneyland and Disneyland Paris. So I think there's a link there, and I think that information will drop pretty soon. Hopefully we hear more this week. It could be as early as this week, but if not, we'll just have to keep guessing for another year. We are, of course, more than a year from when the first artistic renderings were put out there, but information is slowly starting to dribble out. I think we're about to get our first dose, which is the Marvel stuff, and I think we should be looking at more stuff not too far down the line, because to be honest, Frozen Land is kind of built at another park, and we're going to get details from there anyway, so it would make sense that we release that information quite soon. And then I think that, you know, we're soon going to have on-the-ground rumours and, not rumours, but reviews and understands from Disneyland California. We're going to have them, you know, we're in April now, so June is next month. We're going to hear it. We're going to hear about it, you know, really, really soon. The end of June, we're going to start hearing about it. So I think there's a lot of information coming our way very, very soon. We're going to have a lot more to talk about and a lot more to discuss. And I don't think there's much more than that. I think we're going to get a big bundle of Marvel news dropped on us very, very soon for Disneyland Paris, because the works have started. Inside Ears is this Friday, as I said. I think we're going to have to wait for Star Wars, and we're going to hear the reviews, and it's going to generate discussion from the other side of the pond on what to expect when it comes to Paris. And then I think when we go to Frozen, we are going to get some information before long, because it's already happening in foreign territories. Again, Disneyland Paris got the best of all worlds, because it's pulling the best of Florida and Anaheim, and it's grabbing some great elements from Hong Kong, Disneyland and the Asian parks just now, which is fantastic. And that's before we even get started on what could possibly be happening in the Disneyland park with the $500 million or so that's been set aside for that. What could it be? Is it an attraction? Is it plussing? Is it a project to spruce it up? Who knows? The Forbes money guy, he's saying that it was Beauty and the Beast. Some people are saying it's absolutely not Beauty and the Beast. There's the DLP rumour tracker that's saying that it looks like it's going to be Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which sounds fantastic again. And, you know, it's happening in California and it's happening in Orlando. So maybe it's not. I have no idea. But it's very, very exciting, and hopefully we'll have some more news. My name's been Graham. This has been a roundup. Drop us your thoughts on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, or anywhere you like. Drop us a review if you've enjoyed this podcast. That's been a roundup. Goodbye.